bonkers all of a sudden. I'm getting up to where my views were prior to when they basically virtually shadow banned me back in October because they didn't want me to talk about election fraud. So it seems like that my reach is back where it once was back in October, and it's doing very well. I don't know really what switch was flipped, but we got a newsletter platform now that has allowed me to send out information every Sunday. And again, that newsletter, you can sign up at ReaganBabe.com. And people love it. And I have a lot of radio hosts that use it. I tend to put into my newsletter many articles that perhaps you may have missed. It has to do with state, local, and national politics, and not only Nevada, but across the country. So you can see what how exactly the Democrats are destroying your liberty.
I think that's just great. Megan, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, darling. We will talk again next week, I promise.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Coming up, this is a guy that is, he was so good as governor of Wisconsin. I think he has the potential to be president of the United States, and he's young enough to wait to become president of the United States. He is Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin. And I'm going to tell you what he did. He did something that Brian Sandoval couldn't do. And that is to deliver on the promise for conservatives. They you know, here in the state, we want every constitutional office, the governor's mansion. And yet we passed the largest tax increase in the history of our state, and literally ripped the Republican Party apart in the process. It's something that I will never forgive Brian Sandoval for. And on the other hand, Scott Walker went to Wisconsin, and all he did was just turn everything upside down. He took on the unions. He took on PERS. He took on higher education. All these issues that he shouldn't have done, and he won. And they tried to recall him once or twice. Unbelievable. Governor Scott Walker's got a new challenge ahead of him. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Phillip I-31, first the good news here. Moderate flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl on US 95 and the 515. You're going about 55 miles per hour as you work your way through the middle of town. Also, some heavy volumes, Interstate 15 South at Charleston. Northbound 15 at Spring Mountain, pretty sluggish through that area. Also, lane restrictions. That's causing some congestion on Interstate 11. That's southbound between Lake Mead Parkway and Wagon Wheel. Only one lane is available there each direction because of the repavement. Also, expect some slow flows. 515 west at Charleston, 215 west at Green Valley. And lane restrictions on the 15. That's both directions at the northern 215.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, a 1-1 game against the Blues going into the third period, and then the Golden Knights explode for four goals. Keegan Kulsar, he scores his first career goal. Mark Stone scoring twice. Jonathan Marchessault, William Karlsson adding goals for Vegas as well. Robin Lehner making just 15 saves, was not challenged all that much, and the Golden Knights get the win. They're going to open up a two-game series in Colorado coming up on Thursday. The Las Vegas Raiders have signed defensive lineman Darius Filan. He's been out of the league since 2018. They've also signed center Andre James to a three-year extension. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He's a guy that I think you got to look down the road 4 years, 8 years. He could be president of the United States. He is Governor Scott Walker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, and he is just a very, very impressive guy. He has a new assignment with what is being called the long game, and he is just an incredible, incredible individual. I had a chance to talk to him earlier about the long game and what it is. It's designed, by the way, to attract young people, elementary, high school, college, and beyond. I asked him earlier, though, what is the long game? What is it designed to actually do?
Yeah, you know, I've been a long-time supporter, along with my wife, of Young America Foundation, but up until recently, I was an admirer. I just became the new president, and part of the reason why I was willing to take the offer from the board was I said, I love what you guys do, but if I'm your fit, I want to do it like 1,000 times bolder. And by that, I mean they do really powerful things. They provide the largest group of conservative speakers on campuses in America. They're on 2,000 campuses where they support conservative students. All that's great, but that's not enough, because the left has been at it for decades, all the way back to Saul Alinsky back in the 60s, and they're kicking our butt not only on campus, but increasingly in culture and in communications with all the censorship from big tech. And we can't sit by the wayside. We got to have a plan that doesn't just win the battles of the day. We got to have a plan that wins the war for the heart and soul of our republic. And that's what the long game's all about.
Again, Governor Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, a guy that promised he would change things in the state of Wisconsin. He got the majority. He was in office, and he changed things. Unlike what we did here in Nevada, where we took control of all the constitutional offices, and invariably we passed the largest tax increase in the state's history. Tell me how you did that. How did you accomplish that?
Well, from the day we started running, and we encouraged all the other conservative candidates running with us to focus on the core things. It was back then, it was an economic and fiscal crisis we faced. And from the day I took the oath of office, called a special session, brought people in, we knew in a blue state like Wisconsin, which we temporarily turned purple, we may not have another chance. So we put in place reforms that I'm happy to say are still intact today, not only changing unions and collective bargaining, putting power back in the hands of the hardworking taxpayers and the people they elect, but also you talk about taxes. We cut taxes more than $13 billion. Property and income taxes were less when we left than before we started. We did statewide school choice. We got rid of seniority and tenure, meaning schools can put the best and the brightest in the classroom without regard to seniority or tenure. We made massive reforms, stood up for pro-life protection of the unborn and the innocent. We passed Castle Doctrine, concealed carry, photo ID to vote. We did just about every major conservative reform in the nation in a state that was once the state that led the country in progressive thought. We showed that truly being progressive is moving forward, not backward. And that's what we need. We need leaders who are emboldened to go out and do the right thing. And it starts with our young people, which is exactly why I'm at YAF today.
I want to ask you about the long game, because it is an ambitious 12-point action plan. Can you give me some of the highlights, what this would look like?
Yeah, good example. So we're on, like I say, we support students at more than 2,000 campuses, but there's over 4,000 nationwide. We want to be on every one of them. We want to double what we're doing right now. We want to be not only in undergraduate programs, we want to be in two-year associate degree programs, because we know people working for their degrees there are oftentimes the most practical, smartest people that are going right into the workforce. We want to get to them sooner. We want to go not only in college and the high school, but we got to start at the junior high, and even in some ways the pushback against the radical indoctrination efforts of the left, which are starting, sadly, even in elementary school. We're going to provide materials for elementary school parents and students to learn about the founding principles, to learn about the founders of this country, to be reminded of our Judeo-Christian values, and to get back to those things, to counter things like the 1619 Project and all the other crap we hear from the left about how bad America is. America is a wonderful country. It's why more than a million people every year legally immigrate to this nation, because no other place in the world offers the kind of freedom and opportunities we do in this great nation.
The thing I admire most about you, and I've done it mostly from afar other than our Corley Ranch encounter, and that is you took on the unions. And the unions camped out in your capital, and they protested, and you went right at them, and you won. If you're going to do what you want to do with the long game, you're going to have to take on the teachers' unions. We've seen how reopening our school has been impossible because the teachers' unions won't let us. Can you talk a little bit about your ability to deal with the unions? Can you do it again with the long game?
Absolutely, and it's got to be a part of the mix. I hope America has woke up, particularly, I would say more than anybody, blue-collar America, the men and women like my brother and sister-in-law, who've been working since the very start of this pandemic. One's at Home Depot, the other is the manager of a convenience store chain in my state in Wisconsin. They are like so many other hardworking Americans. They didn't have the option to stay home. They can't pay the bills. They can't make the mortgage. They can't do any of those things across this country, particularly when their kids aren't in school out there. And so I think working class Americans and the children in those families are someone we need to reach out to and say, hey, the left made it harder for you. The power-hungry mayors and governors across this nation who didn't just provide safety tips, who took it much further than it ever had to be, they are the ones causing the problem. And along the way, their political allies, the big government teachers, union bosses, not the teachers. Most teachers we know want to be in the classroom. They're sick and tired of Zoom. They know they're not connecting with their kids. You see it in Las Vegas. You see the suicide rates going up. There are real problems all across this nation, and we need to say once and for all, you're not an essential worker if you can't show up when it's essential, that the people of America should be driving the agenda, not the special interest. And I think now is probably as big of a wake-up call as we're ever going to have, not only in terms of politics, but in terms of particularly this generation who's been missing from school, who desperately wants to get back in the classroom, not just for their education, but for social interaction and just the healthiness of being a young person interacting with fellow students. They need to know that we're the ones that stand with them. The other ones stand with the union bosses. and it's about a clear contrast as you're ever going to get.
I want to ask you about what's going on in our country right now. We are a nation divided. How do, you know, we saw, you know, 74 million people vote for Donald Trump. We saw 80 plus million people vote for Joe Biden. And I guess my question is, how do we get back to a nation not divided, but a nation together?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan gave this warning. He was such a brilliant guy. I, of course, came of age under Reagan and an optimist as much as a conservative, both because of him. But I look at this and I say it's a wake-up call. He warned us back in his farewell address 32 years ago this past January that we needed to go back to teaching basic American history and reunite civic ritual. Why I say that's important is we saw a month or two ago the owner of the Dallas Mavericks say that he wasn't going to have the national anthem anymore. I said that was such an affront to me because I don't know about you and your listeners, but as a kid, I remember growing up and my parents, and particularly the guy down the block from us who was both a World War One and a World War Two veteran, people like him and my parents taught us to stand for the flag, to put our hand over our heart, to sing the national anthem. And it didn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, rich or poor, black or white, didn't matter your race or anything else out there. Those were the things that all Americans embraced.
What a smart guy. Governor Scott Walker, I talked with him earlier on the program. He is absolutely amazing. I think he may be presidential timber, and he's young enough. He's not an old guy. And he says, you know, I am a young guy, and that's something I'll address at some point, but not now. Good for him. Good for him. Stay right where you are. More to come. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. They're open till 6, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. They're waiting for your call right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on. I'm going to let you hear Ted Cruz. He's going to be leading a what they call a CODEL, a congressional delegation, to the border on Friday. This is going to be fascinating. But the Biden administration doesn't want any media coverage of it. Oh, really? We'll see if Congress prevails on this one right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Walls Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hope you enjoyed our visit with Governor Scott Walker, the former governor of Wisconsin. He took on the labor unions and he won again and again and again, and he changed Wisconsin for decades to come. It's incredible. I promised I'd let you hear Ted Cruz, Texas U.S. Senator, former presidential candidate. He was on Fox this morning challenging Joe Biden's administration to let the media in to this visit. He's taking like 17 members of the Senate to the Texas-Mexico border. This was Ted Cruz earlier today.
The Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, has told me the same thing. Reporters not welcome to come. And that was weeks ago. What is going on? What is it that we can't see? What don't they want us to know?
Well, it's a crisis that's unfolding. It's getting worse and worse every day. It is the direct result of political decisions made by the Biden administration. As soon as Joe Biden was sworn in, he halted construction on the border wall. He reinstituted the failed policy of catch and release, so they're releasing illegal immigrants who are detained now. And they're doing that, in many cases, without COVID testing them. And he repealed the Remain in Mexico policy, which was a tremendous foreign policy and immigration victory that the Trump administration had negotiated with Mexico. Joe Biden tore that apart, and the result is we're seeing a crisis. Last month, over 100,000 illegal aliens were detained at the border, and it's getting worse. We're seeing, in particular, more and more kids, unaccompanied kids, young children, kids in cages, as the media told us for 4 years relentlessly during Donald Trump. Well, there are a lot more kids in cages right now. And the Biden administration doesn't want anyone to know this. And so on Friday, I'm taking 17 senators down to the border to meet with Border Patrol, to see the detention facilities, to visit with law enforcement, to hear the concerns down on the border in Texas. I've spent a lot of time down there. And astonishingly, the Biden administration is refusing to allow any media to accompany us. We had requests. Fox News wanted to come with us. ABC News wanted to come with us, yes, in bed with us. And the Biden administration's argument, it's really quite absurd, is that apparently the media, you guys are too much of a risk of COVID. That's their stated justification, never mind that they are packing thousands upon thousands of illegal immigrants in packed facilities. It is reporters and cameramen that pose the COVID threat. And Harris, that's obviously absurd. I can tell you I've taken border trips. I've been to those facilities many times in the Obama administration, in the Trump administration, and they've always let media in. It is only the Biden administration that is engaged in this blackout.
That's Ted Cruz earlier this morning with Harris Faulkner on Fox News Channel. And he's right. The Biden administration is conducting a blackout. And that's exactly what this is. Stay where you are. We'll close it out for a Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hi, I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph, and I get asked all the time, can you really file a tax bankruptcy and remove all your IRS debt? The answer is yes. Randolph Law Firm is Nevada's premier tax law firm, and we can fix your tax problems. Call us today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortero. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortero, News 3, live at 11.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, Randy Mackey from the Nevada Firearms Coalition will react to the calls for more gun control legislation, both here in Nevada and in Washington, D.C. The big question is, this is not unlike, Newtown, Aurora, 1 October, all these different gun tragedies that occurred. And everybody's always said, oh, this is the one that will trigger something across America and we'll end up with massive gun control. And the NRA be damned. Well, it's never happened. You've had incremental changes in our gun control laws, but nothing widespread, nothing major. It just happened. It just hasn't happened yet. Now, will it happen now? I don't think it will. I saw Patrick Murphy, U.S. Senator, and he's saying, "Oh, now's the time for gun control." They're not calling it gun control, by the way. They're calling it gun safety. Yeah, gun safety is what they're calling it now. You got to be with us tomorrow for the show because Randy Mack